Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Tuesday show here. Still a little bit under the weather. It might be COVID. Half our office has COVID. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Joel? Coop, I think.
Probably, yeah.
And then I just got a text from Sean. He's out as well.
Yeah.
This will be the second time I've had this bullshit. If so, I'll get tested after work today. But
I think Sean's faking.
So do I.
It's it was all the positive COVID test he sent us was all in crayon and shit. And the R was backwards. Like, there's not an R in COVID, Sean.
I said earlier on RPR that him and his family are extremely weak and they get sick a lot, and that's what it is.
Well, he's got a newborn child, so that's part of it. And he also has two other small children. So yeah, they're little disease factories.
Yeah, but
kids like at a fucking certain point, they pick their nose and cough into their hands and touch everything constantly.
But at a certain point, you know, hey, dude.
That's why you have to be dirtier than the children.
Yes, you got to be dirtier than children.
Well, luckily, Sean's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be fine.
Cowboys fan, dirtbag. And now the Cowboys are 5-1. We're going to have to hear that bullshit forever. Fuck off with that. The other thing that I want to fucking chat about here, I mentioned this a little bit earlier too. I didn't go too hard into it because you know this story better than I do. This bullshit with the IRS wanting to tap into our bank accounts. The first time we covered this story, it's $600.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've pushed it up to $10,000 as of this morning. How likely is it that this is going to pass?
Well, see, now they've changed it. The banking industry and all of the people who have been talking out loud about this shit have forced the Democrats to come up there. This hasn't been released publicly yet, I don't think, or not by anybody officially. But the Senate Democrats are now going to propose a plan that does the same thing. It monitors activity on any account. And here we've gotten some clarifying details on which accounts it would be. It's any account that $600 was deposited into or withdrawn from during the year,
mm-hmm.
right? Now they're going to bump that up. The new deal that they're going to offer is they're going to bump that up to $10,000 instead of $600. And it's going to be non-income related expenses only, which they're trying to target investors basically and crypto.
Okay.
This is all about crypto. It's obviously all about crypto. This is government-sanctioned financial espionage. You have no right to see what's in my fucking bank account, bro.
No.
No right whatsoever. Fuck you. But this is the line here. Our message to the banking industry has been very resounding, right, from the very beginning. Do not let this happen, blah, blah, blah. And the banking industry is fought pretty hard against this to their credit. Although, you know, obviously they don't want eyeballs snooping around and all the fucked up shit they're doing. But this is a new message to the banking industry from all of America that gives a fuck about things like privacy from a government that's shown itself to be incompetent and obtrusive. If you allow this shit to happen, we will withdraw all of our money and there will be an historic run on the banks. And that will cripple the American banking industry, maybe the economy as well, but definitely the American banking industry will go away. You will have no more relevancy in the world. And the government has shown over the past three decades, it can't be trusted with our money and it can't be trusted with our privacy. We've seen what they've done with TARP bailouts, the money they've wasted elsewhere, and that's in addition to the general incompetence and pork that's going on a regular basis. And then we've got the Patriot Act and how it's been used. Not against terrorists, but against regular fucking people and how these FISA warrants have been issued to pursue people like political opponents and shit like that. Like
yeah.
They did against Trump. So, and it's shown over the last month, or 9 months rather, that the government cannot be trusted to even take care of itself at this point. So fuck you. Fuck all of this bullshit. People say things in response to that, like, well, if the country broke up, then this and this and this, or that would crash the economy. Like, look, some short-term discomfort sometimes is necessary. You know what I mean? You can't just skate through life unfazed all the time. Sometimes there are hard decisions to make, and when the situation is rapidly approaching something that is untenable, and to me, having the government spying on every fucking transaction I make is untenable, then things have to be done. And if we have to sacrifice for it, then that's how it is.
I agree. And to me, this is one of those things, and I know you've talked about this ad nauseum in the past, of like, it's time to hit the streets. This would be one for me where I'm like, all right, cool, man. Because going into my fucking bank account and then asking, because what's going to happen is on all these deposits or withdrawals or everything else, they're going to ask over and over and over again, right? I don't have fucking time for that. The paperwork that you would have to fill out for all of this shit every single goddamn time would be a fucking mess.
So the American jurisprudence is most aptly described in the idea that there is a presumption of innocence, right? Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin said it. I would rather 10 guilty men go free than one guilty man spend a day in prison or something like that. Absolutely correct on that. And that is the quintessential American value. We don't owe it to you to report to you, motherfucker. You work for us. I don't understand how people don't fucking grab this. Like the government is some kind of authority. No, we fucking did that. The government is the foundation of a house that we live in. And if we don't like it, we'll tear it the fuck down and build a new one. This all belongs to us. The government doesn't own shit. Jesus fucking Christ, man. And it's to hear people argue in favor of a government that if it were run by the opposing party, if Trump were still in office, they would hate the government. You can go down and find a litany of Democratic politicians and fucking talking heads who would say, I'm not taking any fucking vaccination that Trump produced or blah, blah, blah. Kamala Harris, the fucking goddamn vice president of the United States, said that shit. Right? Yeah. So government works when we're in power. Right. Fuck you, man. Government can be trusted when we're in power. FDR warned against this kind of language in the 34 election. Go back and listen to the radio ads from the 34 election, and you'll hear this exact bullshit, or the 32 election, excuse me. Fucking nonsense. Suck my hog, motherfucker. And I agree with you as well. This is a red line in the sand. If it's allowed to happen, then fucking all bets are off. My money, 100% of my money is coming out of banks and it will never return ever again.
Yeah. So, Giorgio, I know you're big into crypto. Well, all you guys are. There's been a massive run up right now into crypto. Is this part of it?
Whales. This is all whales. You see no application with the run or no like real reason behind it. The altcoins really aren't following the big Bitcoin spike, and Ethereum's still under 4K right now, which I think is a huge indicator of like utility. So I don't really know what this is. Maybe this is whales moving money somewhere else. They're trying to prepare for what might come ahead and like hedging their bets a little bit. But nah, I don't think this is really king. Big. Bitcoin has no applicable response or utility whatsoever.
It is king. Ethereum.
It is hype.
Silver. Everything else is shit.
Ethereum will be worth something when it comes right to ETH 2, but right now it's still specking.
Right now, Bitcoin is what, over 60 again? Yeah.
Approaching 64.
Yeah, so approaching 64. And I think at its highest earlier on in the year, it was at 65,000. I don't know, man. I think more and more people are getting more comfortable with crypto being the new currency, especially if you don't have to report it and you can make, you know, transactions for goods and services with it rather than deal with this bullshit that's coming up.
If Target, Walmart, and Amazon start accepting crypto, then that's pretty much game over for the US dollar, to be honest. I mean, that's pretty much it.
It's not quite as simple as that. There are a bunch of like networks right now trying to accept that, like Bed Bath & Beyond, Nordstrom's, Dunkin' Donuts all accept something called the Flex Network. So like, because Bitcoin is too inefficient, there has to be these alternative sources to allow them to be accepted, to validate the transactions this fast and then reassign them to Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's like basically we'll do everything outside of Bitcoin. We'll do the first transaction and the last transaction, and then those will be validated. So everything in between that will also be validated. And so it's all these other competing companies right now to be that intermediary layer for transactions.
What's it called? Is it Stitch? Yeah, Stitch is the pass between MasterCard, Visa, and a bunch of the bank consortiums like Star Alliance and all that shit, and the credit card processor for Amazon.
Because they can't
Shopify too.
They can't talk to them fast enough. Like you can't have a communication between Visa, MasterCard, and all the other processing companies all at the same time. So there has to be a company that does that for you, which is this in itself too.
Yeah, right and now. We still are talking about how much. When we refer to crypto, we're still saying it's worth. What is crypto worth? So tell me what's Bitcoin worth today?
64,000.
64,000 what?
What per coin?
No. 64,000 what?
Dollars.
Yeah.
American dollars. Right.
Right.
And until that shifts, until somebody's like, oh, that's like one thousandth of a Bitcoin, then the dollar's still safe, but it shouldn't be. Honestly, we should challenge even our currency. Like there's no, aside from it being the world's reserve currency, which does give us a lot of power. Does anybody in this room feel like we have any international power right now?
No.
Like any clout on the world stage right now?
Zero.
Yes.
Right. So why
you do?
Fuck.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't.
Still
I
still have nine aircraft carriers, a whole lot.
I'm not talking about military power.
No, not military. Yeah.
Like if the U.S. wanted to lead on something and develop a new policy, for example, the way Obama tried to do the investment in solar, you know what I mean? Solyndra and all those failed companies, like we wasted a lot of money on that. If we tried to establish an initiative like that, like be a leader in the Paris Accords, which we rejoined, for example, everybody would tell us to go fuck ourselves because we fucked over each one of our allies in those fights. You know what I mean? And nobody cares, except for Japan and China, nobody gives a fuck about the American dollar anymore.
I don't know. I feel like Germany single-handedly saved most of Europe.
Germany absolutely single-handedly saved most of Europe. I mean, they own most of Europe's debt now.
That's the third time they tried to do it.
Yeah.
They finally saved Europe. Finally.
Yeah.
Good guy, Germany.
The trilogy. There's also a rise of neo-fascism in Germany.
All those spots. Hungary, yeah. Austria.
Spain as well, yeah. But I think it's more Poland because too. Of the... I tell people this all the time. It's one of the markers of whether somebody is worldly is if they've been to Europe or not. But if you'd actually been to Europe, you would know what real racism looks like. Now, in the United States, there is certainly racism. There's no question about that. But not like over there. It's like if you're a black dude just walked in here right now, he would be a black American, and it wouldn't even be a conversation. I mean, we might talk shit to each other and make some racist jokes to each other because that's how friends act with each other here. But if you're a black dude and you move into a neighborhood in like fucking southern Italy, you're the black dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We gotta get Derek. You know what I mean?
You guys were commenting on the NFL have an end racism on the end zone and stuff and in their helmets. But I mean, soccer stadiums for the last 10 to 15 years in Europe have all said like stop racism now. Like they've had that plastered all over.
Yeah. Because people who are not white get attacked on a regular basis.
They get chants of monkeys, things thrown at them. There's a lot of runs on their life. Reece James's house just got broken into.
What's the other one?
They were throwing bananas on the field for that one player, Giorgio.
Eggplant.
Yep.
Baladelli.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's disgusting over that's real institutional racism where a majority of the country or even a lot, like a good size of the country feels like that. Like you're the other person because of the way you look, not because of where you were born. You know what I mean? I don't like the idea of you're the other because of where you were born even. But that at least makes a little bit of sense. The look like thing doesn't make any sense. And that's the way it is over there. Old school fucking continent. That is colonialism. That is exactly what that is over there. Here, America's just like, we're a bunch of fucking armed hillbillies, basically. And there were people standing on the fucking land we wanted. We fought them.
Yeah.
That's how that went. Over there, it's just like fucking 400 or 500 years at a time of systematic oppression intentionally coming from the fucking patriarchs and matriarchs of those families.
What caused it? Because I don't know European history all that well. Here, we obviously know that slaves, you know,
Queen Victoria mostly. I mean, if you talk about the modern world, Jack Mandeville does a good bit on this, but Queen Victoria systematically married off family members to the heads of other countries, like into the royal families of other countries, because she wanted to be. I'm guessing this is what she wanted. It seems like, based on her actions, that she wanted to be a hegemon for all of Europe, which, you know, the English Empire was for a long time. Didn't really work out that way, I guess, because the two world wars bankrupted them, but it worked out in the late 19th century. I mean, they were powerful, and they had people everywhere. I mean, look at the fucking, the Prince Regent, or whatever the fuck he's called. I don't know what he's called. The Queen's husband. He's a Dutch guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the Tsar of Russia who was killed, Kaiser Wilhelm.
Yeah.
And the King of England, all cousins.
Yep, all of them were cousins. World War I. Yeah. So, you know, they did that shit intentionally. And then, you know, what do you think is going to happen with a continental-wide aristocracy like that? One, they're going to become wildly unpopular amongst their own population. Or they do what many have done before them, which is a despot convinces the population that hates them that it's not them, it's everybody else.
Yeah.
It's not Stalin. It's fucking Germany, or it's America, or it's whatever the fuck. So they fucking hate everybody else, and it extended the Cold War for about 30 years, to be honest, longer than it needed to be. And that shit works. So that's what it is. It's fucking the same old shit. Now they're just more efficient at it. Now they can call their buddy, instead of calling up the first dude that ran a printing press or a fucking minstrel to run around singing in the streets, or a town crier, they can literally make a phone call or just set the conditions under which news agencies and social media companies will tailor the fucking narrative specifically towards their goals. It's that easy. The fucking former editor of the New York Times went on Brian Stelter's show yesterday. Did you see that show?
Yeah.
She lit his ass up.
Yep.
I've never seen that fucking bumbling little turd. God, you know he's like 36 years old.
Yeah, right? Every time I see
him, he looks like fucking Humpty Dumpty.
Put up a picture of Stelter here.
He looks like Humpty Dumpty gained 40 pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He looks like a clown without the makeup on, doesn't he?
He's 36 not Brian years Stelter. Old. Yeah.
Anyways, she's like... He was like, oh, what do you think about... She wrote some book about the world being mad. He goes, why do you think the world's mad? And she just like lit up CNN. Fucking tore them to pieces. It was hilarious. I wish we could replay it, but...
Just one picture, Bob.
Brian Borud 09 says it was done to prevent war, given Europe was at war from 1793 to 1815 because of a Corsican general. I mean, they were also at war during that period because the United... are the just the their relationships with the French have been shitty forever. But yeah,
They had four world wars, really.
Yeah.
The Seven Years' War, the Napoleonic Wars, and then the two that we actually count.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And they did it. I mean, we've all seen Game of Thrones, right? Except for you, maybe?
Yeah.
You marry off your fucking kinfolk to your rivals to establish relationships.
Yeah.
I guess. But she did it in a way that was a little bit different than people had done it before. She had every fucking major country in Europe covered. And it all disintegrated. We got to have Jack back on here to discuss this sometime. Or you guys can just do a softcore on Queen Victoria and how. I mean, she was a pretty nice person compared to the former matriarchs of English society, right?
Yeah.
Because Elizabeth was kind of ineffectual. Mary was a murdering psychopath, right?
Bloody Mary. Yeah. That's what Bloody Mary is named after.
Catholics.
Put up Stelter on the screen there. There it is. 36 years old.
It's bananas that he's 36.
He looks like Humpty Dumpty.
It's crazy, or a
clown.
Dude.
Find a clown.
Yeah.
And then put it next to his face. Because honestly, he kind of looks like a clown without makeup. He's even got the bozo ring.
It's fucking wild, man, that he's 36 years old. But yeah, he got fucking destroyed yesterday on his own network. I'm surprised he didn't pull the plug.
He just sat there like...
yeah.
Hold on. Her name is Barry Weiss. B-A-R-I... And then Weiss spelled like Walt. Let's see. She wrote a column. Former New York Times opinion editor Barry Weiss hits out at CNN's Brian Stelter after he suggested a controversial column by a Republican senator she published, quote, endangered lives. So he said, that she endangered lives by posting this, this Tom Cotton bullshit or something like that. I don't know what it was, but let me see if I can find exactly what she said.
You can put the clown picture up, Bob.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, look at that.
Is that really the only one you could find?
I thought it was the most accurate.
That was the most accurate. I'm with you, Bob.
To his body shape.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, Bob. That was a nice one.
So here's one of the quotes from Ms. Weiss. If 1,000 journalists said, quote, no, it is wrong that the New York Times editors were fired over an op-ed by a Republican senator, that's insanity. That's craziness, she said. If 1,000 people stood up and said that rather than 1,000 people in the case of Tom Cotton signing a letter saying their life was in danger, the whole news media would be different. It's really about people standing up, saying no to the mob, saying yes to free speech and yes to openness to debate, showing that in doing that, they can not just survive the mob, but also come out of the other side, come out better on the other side. So she's just saying what I say all the time, which is that bad ideas are not solved by fucking censorship and silence. They're solved by good ideas.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct. And hold on, let me see. There's some other fucking rant she went on. Fuck.
I don't know how familiar you are with her, but she's really, really good and really, really intelligent. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty like center almost. I mean, she's like a lesbian. Like she's pretty left on a lot of stuff, but she's just part of she's on the left side of the intellectual dark web, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I would say that's probably accurate. Yeah, she's so. Here's some more. Hold on. Ask her what. So she wrote that many Americans feel the world has gone mad. So Stelter asked her why she felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Where can I start? Well, when you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID of the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad. When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say the Hunter Biden laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world's gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress instead of segregation, the world has gone mad." And Stelter says, who are the people stopping the conversation? And she says, people who work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now, to say it was racist to investigate the lab leak theory. I mean, this is twice in a week now that major people from CNN have just been eviscerated.
Yeah.
Right? One of them was by a comedian.
Yeah.
Not that Joe's not smart. He is a smart guy and he does his homework and he reads a lot and he's a very reasonable human being, but he is a comedian. And he made a doctor look like a fucking asshole on Dr. Shit.
Yeah. The other one was Jon Stewart. Did you see that Jon Stewart interview?
No, I haven't seen his show yet, honestly.
So it's not funny. I don't think it's meant to be, obviously. It's a different take on, like the first episode was on burn pits for the, you know, and the VA and how they're not getting taken care of and everything else. So he goes and questions like, you know, senators and congressmen on why they're not doing anything. It's an interesting show, but it's a serious hour for sure. But he went on CNN last week and they were really, really trying to get him to talk shit on Trump. Mm. And, you know, if he missed it he was on The Daily Show and everything else. And he was just like, look, man, I think there is other things in the world that are more important than just focusing on Donald Trump every single second of the day and everything else. And he goes, you know, yeah, we're seeing this in everywhere. And it was, it was Jake Tapper who did the interview. And Jake Tapper was like, yeah, but what about, and he was like, I think you're missing the point here of like what's right and wrong in America. And that's really all I care to talk about. I just think CNN is out at this point. I think they're out of topics. They're out of things to fucking get you going. The ratings are the fucking craziest thing of all time, dude. Yeah. I mean, you're down to like 300,000, I think, for Don Lemon.
Yeah, they're CNN is on their knees begging Trump to get involved in the next election.
Yes.
Because if he's not there, I don't know what's going to happen there.
I don't either. And, you know, as it stands now, everybody thinks he is going to run due to what's going on in the country today. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't care. I mean, I don't think he'll run. I think he is in a very comfortable position, right? It doesn't usually work out when you come back, frankly. It's worked out in a few cases. I guess Steve Kerr going to commentate and then coming back to coach worked out, but that was his first job coaching. Somebody that coaches and then goes to coach, like Mark, whatever the fuck his name is, the former coach of the Warriors.
Mark Jackson.
Yep. He's not coming back to coach ever. He's got the best job in the world.
Yeah.
He makes probably like 600-800 grand a year to fucking go to one basketball game a week for like maybe 3.5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
And he can do whatever the fuck he wants the rest of that time. He's not going back. I think Trump is a lot more powerful on the outside than on the inside. Like on the inside, they can fucking jam him up and censure or try to block him in some other way, whether it be fucking the intelligence agencies making up shit about him or trying to impeach him over and over again on the outside. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is going to be his legal team against yours. And to be honest, the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office are fucking incompetent. So in my opinion, it would probably be best for him and more efficient, effective if he does that instead of running again. It's just too much. There's too much that could go wrong.
I wonder if CNN is secretly having meetings behind closed doors about this. Because with the ratings the way they are, I don't know how they stay on the air that much longer. I don't know. Breaking news here, Southwest drops the plan to put the unvaccinated staff on paid leave starting in December. So that's all done. Delta is also done with it as well. I wonder how many others will follow suit in this.
Well, United never got involved in that. I think they were the only one.
Yeah.
So it's only American left from the big airlines.
I believe so.
I don't know what Spirit and Frontier and Alaska and all those organizations did, or if anything. I don't know.
I knew something was up, man. When I was coming back on Sunday, I saw all those American flags duct taped to the walls of only the Southwest terminals. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, that's the other thing. When we talk about fake news and the complicity of whichever side of the media, you know, you're working with at that particular time, whether it's the conservative or liberal side. Remember all the Southwest bullshit from the last 2 weeks and the mainstream media coverage of it and the fact checking, the independent fact checking. It was weather. There's no pilot work stoppage. There's no strike going on. People are literally protesting and striking at Southwest yesterday and today at their headquarters in Dallas.
Yes.
Get fucked, dude.
Like we've had a bunch of fucking comments, though. Of people are like, no, it is the weather.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, yeah. It's not.
No.
It definitely is not. Large airlines are federal contractors and subject to a Biden administration order that requires their employees to be vaccinated or receive an exemption for medical or religious reasons. Look, in the NBA, they're not accepting that.
Yeah.
Religious reasons. Kyrie.
Which you have to, by the way. I mean, that's you're required to give it.
They weren't accepting the one guy's religious Wiggins. Reasons because yeah, he Wiggins. Was like, Wiggins. That's my religion.
Yeah, like made it up.
Yeah, I think
all religions made up, brother.
Yeah,
like is it up to the government to decide what is and isn't religion?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, grandfathered in.
Like, why would the government of all things, which is trying to turn itself into a fucking deity that we should worship, why would we allow them to decide what is and isn't a religion? If my religion is liberty, motherfucker, then that's my religion. Just because I don't pretend there's an invisible sky tyrant floating above me, watching me while I pound off, doesn't mean that doesn't mean just as much to me as your fucking dumbass God bullshit means to you.
Please respect our wizard king.
Wizard king.
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost is GhostBed.com/drinkin' bros. Man, I'm still able to hit it a little bit here today, even being under the weather.
You sound better today than you did yesterday.
I hope so. I hope so. At ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, they get the 40% off Halloween sale. That's the bundle package. We confirmed it earlier. So, adjustable base mattress, 40% off. Also, if you want to throw some pillows on that or some sheets, 40% off, you're good to go. Also, promo code Drinking Bros at checkout gets you 30% off of any individual item you have there, or just all the items. So let's just say you don't necessarily want the adjustable base, but you want some pillows or the mattress or the sheets or whatever, 30% off of the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. As always, they get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credit. Don't come after me with a 520, dude. They're not going to do shit with that, all right? They're not. I love you, and I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through, but they're not going to fucking approve you with a 520 credit for that type of shit. But if you have decent credit, congratulations. You can walk out of there with a new mattress set for like $35-38 a month, and you're good to go at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, D'Anthony, this is the one that you're in right now. Babbel.
Yep.
Babbel.com.
Language for life.
Yes. You're going to use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, and you'll get an additional 3 months free. So this is the language learning app. When you're traveling to a destination where you don't know the language, it can be challenging to accomplish even the simplest task. Thankfully, there's Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. That is, it's true. They're number one in the world right now. Through Babbel's bite-sized lessons, you'll learn a new language skills that can actually, you'll be able to use that in the real world. So it's simple phrases like, hey, can I have the check? Where's my hotel? Can I get a cab? Things like that. They're not going to bog you down with fucking full grown-ass sentences and shit like that. Mm. How long you been using it now?
About 3 months maybe, yeah. for this run, but I've done, anytime I would go to, you know, do other stuff, especially when I was working for the federal government, and I was going to review documents and stuff like that, I would go over that language a little bit, and I would just keep going back to the lessons that are talking about the, like, if, for example, if I was looking at into doctors, because that's one of the things I investigated while I was there, doctors, mm-hmm. like faking documentation to get people to buy or to get people bypassed through the fucking immigration or through the naturalization process. I would look at that stuff. I would look over all the medical language so you could see what was going on there. So I've used it before too. It's very effective.
Yeah,
it's effective if you want just a casual experience, or if you actually want to learn the goddamn language. It's effective like that as well.
Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. While other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, Babbel, their lessons were created by over 100 language experts. You can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. And their speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accents. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com, use the promo code DRINKINBROS. That is Babbel, BABBEL.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS. Babbel. A language for life. Last but not least, we got killcliff.com. Shouts out to Killcliff. Their CBD, I know I talk about it all the time and I have it every day. This CBD is great. Mm-hmm. Great on the throat here. 25 milligrams in every single can. I'm drinking the grapest of all time right now. I love the goat. Also love the new Rogan one, More Than Life. It's back in. I know it was in and out of stock, but it is back in stock. That is pineapple and jalapeno. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. You will not piss hot on a drug test because there's no THC.
Yeah.
No THC whatsoever.
It's very good for you.
Yes. It is the only one you can trust in the business, too. Don't try to get CBD from a fucking head shop or some other bullshit. Just get a drinkable, dude. It'll ship right to your house. Go to killcliff.com, promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off. And the beauty of it is you can get 20% off of any products you want over at killcliff.com with that promo code, not just the CBD. Tonight, kids, we got the Braves game on at 4 o'clock. So we'll be heading over there on Drinking Bros Sports, watching that. Me personally, there is no better time of year than right now. It's in LA.
Hockey is what?
I can't believe NBA is back, by the way.
I don't care that NBA is back.
I don't either. Isn't it weird? Like, I used to care about the NBA. Is Klay Thompson back
for the Warriors? He's not yet, but he's on the way, you know. He's been practicing stuff, but I don't think he's played. I don't think he played any of the preseason, right?
No. We do have an update on the NBA today, though. With Ben Simmons being kicked out of practice, it is reported he was at Delilah's strip club in Philadelphia. Yeah. So
right after practice?
Yeah, right after. We got kicked out.
That's great.
Is that against their protocols or whatever? Is he just...
No, he's just going rogue.
I see.
How is Delilah's?
I've never been.
Come on, dude. A dirtbag like you from Telco.
I don't really go back to Philly.
Can we get a? Is there an exterior picture of Delilah's? Let's see what this place looks like from the outside. The strip club. I like it. The best strip club story ever was Lemon Pepper Lou. After the funeral, during COVID, the height of COVID, Lou Williams said he needed to blow off some steam, and he wanted some chicken wings and the best ones that he could find. We're at this strip club.
It was fine when Dennis Rodman got lost in Vegas for 4 fucking days. Is that what you're going to say, Rob?
There you go. I was just saying, here's the picture.
Here's Delilah's. Oh. All right.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, the inside's, you know, pretty big, dude. This is a hardcore strip club here.
Okay. All right.
Looks like 4 or 5 stages?
Pink. Yeah, that's nice.
Your little private booth?
Yeah, that's nice. And if you're Ben Simmons, you have all that fucking cash, you're good to go. Why even report? Was it the money?
I think so. I think it's so he didn't get fined. I think he's there solely.
I would have taken the
fine. Marshawn Lynch it.
That's amazing.
Ooh, yeah. Lady Godiva's in Greenville, where I grew up. Actually, Lady Godiva's is not even the worst one there. It's Ladies in Lace. I've never personally been, but it looks like, you know how you drive by a building and it's abandoned and you can tell just from the setup that it used to be a gas station. Mm-hmm. That's what this place looks like. It looks like an abandoned gas station. And I'm told that there's quite a few pregnancy scars or like C-section scars.
Yeah, in there. C-scars, yeah.
And then women that are pregnant as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like super. Look, there's a market for nudity regardless of what you look like. So
yeah.
The economy is never really that bad.
No.
Is all I'm saying.
No.
If you, it depends on you, right?
Yeah.
Boners are recession proof.
Speaking of boners, Craig is at the beach. Where are you?
Oh, I think he's on his honeymoon.
Yeah, he must be. Where are you? It's probably nicer than it was at your fucking wedding with all the rain and shit.
Yeah. Congratulations, Craig. Enjoy the beach, my man.
Where is he doing?
I always forget when people get married that he's going on a honeymoon.
Sugar Daddy's in St. Cloud. I've only been to like 3 strip clubs in my life. It's like the most boring place on earth.
The best name for one is Big Jim's Booby Bungalow. And that's in Tennessee. And I think still to this day, it says that I work there on my Facebook. Just because I was a huge fan of the name of it. I grew up in Atlanta, so Atlanta has the best strip clubs ever. But I mean, shit was getting wild there. That was when Andrew Jones got caught having that threesome at 19 years old.
Fuck yeah, man. Why not?
It was the best.
He's just hit 2 home runs in the World Series, had that hot little wispy mustache.
Yep. And they, the Gold Club. And the Gold Club went down, and he had to testify on the stand. And he speaks broken English. And they were like, "What happened when you walked into the room?" And he's like, "Well, I saw 3 girls on the bed." And he's like, "Well, what did you do?" "Well, I had sex with them," is what he said. And it was great. What 19-year-old who's got millions of dollars wouldn't enjoy that?
Right. I mean,
what 19-year-old wouldn't enjoy that?
Right. And like, look, we go in on Chipper.
Forget about the money. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Chipper's banging Hooters waitresses out there. You know, I mean, this is honestly a step up class-wise.
I agree. I agree. Speaking of Hooters, waitresses are complaining that the new uniforms are too small.
I never really thought the shorts they wore were all that flattering. They're weird shaped. They're made for like the 90s body style that women had.
Yeah. They are extremely dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to just be, I mean, the place is called Hooters. What did you expect exactly? Like, you got a job where you dress like a fucking, what's her name? The Joker's wife. What's her name? Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, Harley Quinn.
Yeah, you get a job where you dress like that and go to work. What? Where is the line exactly is all I'm asking. You know what I mean? It's obviously not a kilt because they're doing that too.
Yeah.
And your titties are out the whole time. Just enjoy it, man. I mean, if it's uncomfortable, that's fine. Make it comfortable and shit, I guess. But who cares if it shows off more of your butthole?
Yeah, who cares?
Isn't that the point?
Twin Peaks, by the way. I know, I've never understood that one. It's almost Hooters, but it's like a cut-off flannel and some jean shorts.
Yeah, I don't know what their fucking uniform is, really. I think they just tried to be a little bit classier than Hooters, which is not that difficult, obviously.
I remember when we went to dinner with Pardon My American podcast, which is on our network. Great show, by the way. Check it out if you haven't subscribed to it. But when they came into town, they were like, hey, what time are we filming today? You know, and I was like, oh, we'll probably film at like 3:30 or 4. So we had a couple of guests on before that, and they were like, oh, great. Because we really wanted to grab lunch. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, man. We'll see you after that. Later on, I asked them, I was like, where'd you guys grab lunch that was so important? Did you go to get a Terry Black's or something like that? And they were like, no, Twin Peaks. And I was like, what?
They do have pretty decent food, though. Like, it's back in the day.
It's all right.
If you wanted to, well, yeah, but it's consistent. Back in the day, if you wanted to get good wings somewhere for lunch, especially, you have to go to fucking Hooters or something like that.
Yes, you come to a great food city like Austin and go to Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's acceptable in 2021. I'm just saying that I understand how people from fucking the Pacific Northwest who don't have great food would be tricked into that. Although Portland have has decent great food. Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They used to. I mean, they're all shut down now, right? But they had some of the best Vietnamese food in the country, best Thai food in the country.
You know what I can't find here is good Chinese food. Does that exist in Austin?
You want Chinese?
Chinese like food, yeah.
Wu Chow's decent.
Where's that at?
Downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might check it out. That's the one thing I haven't been able to find here. Otherwise, Austin, food-wise, is a great
city. I think Chinese food might be the last thing you need right now.
Me?
They already got you.
Am I going to have to go tonight and get tested?
Probably.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Hightower Sean. I don't know where he went to get this test, but I'm going to pull it up on my phone.
Yeah, you can just go to any CVS or Walgreens. It's like bang, bang. I got one like 2 months ago because I thought I had it, and it took an hour from getting it to getting the results.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
All the little free testing ATX places does about 15-minute rapid testing. I've done two or three of those.
But rapid testing.
Wasn't there a place across the street?
Rapid testing is not accurate.
Yeah, but that place is
weird.
And it
can't tell the difference between the flu and COVID.
Yeah, it's the ones across the street, though, it's dirty. It's like that dirty, like, white tent. And
yeah.
They're like, hey, drive through and we'll fucking jam something in your nose.
The CVS ones, you just get it and then you go home and they call you.
Yeah, they email you.
Yeah.
Whatever, okay. Yeah. All right.
So your actual time of putting in anything to get the test is also about 15 minutes, and then it's whatever. Then you just wait.
I can't stop thinking we're getting Terry Blacks for this baseball thing. It's all I haven't paid any attention to this entire show.
It's so good.
I'm not even listening.
Did you really
fucking
dirtbag?
Only the mac and cheese. I haven't touched the brisket because I am a man of honor.
Yeah. So Sean's, like you said, it looks like a fucking child's thing.
Yeah.
That he filled out by himself.
That's the way all of them look. All those things.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're all volunteers. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I'm looking at this thing. It looks like a fucking child did it.
But the rapid test, I mean, either way, it's either he's got COVID or the flu. Either way, he doesn't need to be hanging out in public with other people.
Yeah. I mean, look, for me, though, I just want some good Chinese food, you know? Like, if I have COVID, I want to match Chinese with Chinese, you know? I want to go Chinese versus Chinese. So, who knows? Who fucking knows, dude? It can't differentiate between the flu and COVID is what you're saying too?
The rapid test, yeah, that was
great.
That was news from the summer
time. Ah, that's awesome.
It's been buried.
Is that the ones you get at CVS where you can just buy the box of it or the kit?
The ones that are take home are nonsense. Don't waste your money on that shit.
Yeah, it's just the normal test at Walgreens or CVS or whatever.
The one that the people at Walgreens and CVS can give you are pretty good, but the regular rapid test that you're going to see at all these free sites, it can't differentiate between COVID and the flu for the most part.
Okay.
So, but either way, I mean, you still know that you have a virus that you shouldn't be fucking spreading to other people. It seems pretty easy.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'll go and check it out tonight. We'll see what happens. One of the other things I wanted to chat about today was there's this fucking Rachel Levine, this openly trans health official, sworn in as a 4-star admiral mm-hmm. today. Just wanted to give them a shout out. I don't think the trans community is getting enough press these days. That was something I really wanted to.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture of Mrs. Doubtfire in an admiral's uniform this morning.
Oh, really?
Really funny. This is, I don't know what this is. I don't know the admiral thing, a 4-star officer.
So this is why I brought it up, because I wanted to ask you about it. What does that mean exactly?
It's the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps, which I didn't know that was a thing before. It's a 6,000-person force that responds to health crises on behalf of the federal government, including administering coronavirus vaccines and delivering care after hurricanes. So, hilarious that the next sentence after that, and the Greenwich Time, by the way, which is used to be a fucking pretty liberal organization,
yeah,
and still is, but liberals have lost their goddamn minds. It says Levine is the organization's first ever female 4-star admiral. Imagine being a woman and being told that a dude that became a woman was the first woman to do something. Do you see how that works? Like, there's a point in liberalism where it comes all the way around, full circle back to fucking stupid fascist bullshit like that. Like, segregate, like we were talking about earlier with Barry Weiss and the segregation of kids and shit like that. All I know is that right now, a person with a mental disorder is in charge of responding to health crises in this country. So that's dope.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So that's where we are with that.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be for, we were talking about this before we went on air today. I think they're just going to force it into every segment of life until we're all just one fucking gender. And that's it. I want to give a shout out to the Sklar Brothers. There was a joke that somebody fucking texted me from that show. You know, they made a t-shirt of Diane Wiest, you know, the actress Diane Wiest. Pull up her picture, Bob. I think you'll know it once you see her.
Leave the mom and the Lost Boys, maybe?
Yeah.
I've never seen the Lost Boys.
Has she won an Academy Award? She's been nominated for 50. There you go. Yeah, pop that picture up.
She looks familiar, yeah.
You do so many shows, you forget like the jokes and all the things. And so somebody had just listened to that Sklar Brothers episode, and they were like, dude, where can I get the Wiest Mode shirt? And it's her face on Marshawn Lynch's body. Going full Wiest Mode, and I'm a huge fan of it. I don't know where you can get the shirt, but
just Google the Sklar Brothers. There's only two of them.
I don't know if they.
I'm
still
sure
have
you'll
it.
Find it.
I don't know if they still have it, but I want that fucking shirt if it does exist out in the world. D'Anthony, today is one of those days where I feel like there's going to be some heads getting cracked here, and I feel that it's ours. I feel like the Braves are going to get housed today.
I thought that too, but I don't know now. I think the Dodgers are a little bit discombobulated, and we'll see how deep they get into the game. It depends. Their bats are bad. Everybody's talking about the pitching staff. What they're not talking about is they're 2-for-18 with 9 strikeouts with runners in scoring position, that they've only hit 8 home runs in the entire fucking postseason so far. 8 home runs. There's 2. Jock Peterson's got 4 mm-hmm. himself. You know what I mean? And they rely. They're the fucking, what is the phrase they use? Take and rake.
Yeah.
So they take pitches, get on base with walks, and then fucking hit a 3. It's kind of the Bobby Cox methodology, to be honest. And they've been bad at it. They've executed poorly on it so far. And you got to think that's probably in large part due to Max Muncy being out of lineup. He is the tone setter when it comes to that shit. And he's out. That dude takes pitches that are fucking like 2 millimeters off the plate. On a regular, so much so that umpires won't call it on him anymore.
Yeah.
And he's right. They're not making bad calls. He's just right. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with a better batting eye in my life. I don't think I've ever seen it up close like that. I mean, I didn't get to see Tony Gwynn play in person or anything. I saw him on TV and shit. But I've been behind home plate when Muncy's up to bat. And I'm like, ooh, damn, that was close. But you can tell from back there, like 15 rows up behind home plate, you can see exactly where, if you're in the center, you can see exactly where the ball goes better than the umpire can, because you have almost like a fucking downward view. And I'm like, ooh, that was like this far off the corner, and he took it on with two strikes. And it's incredible. I think they're hurt. I think that's fucked them up badly.
He's also their leading home run hitter, I believe.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And Trey Turner's been absolute dog shit.
So the breaking news here is Ben Verlander is reporting that there was no on-field batting practice for the Dodgers today. Braves only. I can't remember something like that.
I know.
Super that's, fucking
that's really
odd.
Weird, yeah. I mean, maybe they're trying to give him rest or change something up or do anything to, I don't know, what would be the point of that?
Right. You would think they would, that coming back home would be enough of a routine yes. change for yes. them, that they wouldn't need to go that extra step. But that's, yeah, that's really weird. I don't know if they want a more controlled environment or what the fuck the deal is.
I mean, look, it's their home stadium, so it's not like they're fucking going to run into anything new out there. And it's not like they haven't seen Charlie Morton before either. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like the point of batting practice is just to get you thinking about what's going to happen later on, and maybe they're trying to avoid that. You know what I mean? Like, when I watch batting practice, I pay attention to what the guys are doing. So they're Freddie Freeman, it's almost always the same. He's just trying to hit line drives to shortstop because that's where he knows. That's his – you know, remember those golf clubs that would – if you didn't keep your front arm straight, it would bend in the middle. It had that joint in it, mm-hmm. and it would fuck up on your swing. Hitting line drives to shortstop is that for Freddie Freeman. That's how he knows his swing is good. He figured it out, right? And I think most guys have something like that. They try to stay on the ball and drive up the middle, or if they get jammed a lot, they're trying to make sure their hips are getting open on the pitches or they're seeing the ball well. Everybody's got their little thing. Maybe they're in their heads too much, and Dave Roberts thinks that. I don't know. I don't. But this, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm sure it makes sense to him. He's not a dumb man.
Yeah. Next up, the Google store crash for the Pixel 6 phones. Is I've never seen a Google phone used in my life.
No.
Ever. Who's buying this shit that the store is crashing?
People love the Pixel for their camera. It was touted as the nicest camera for a little while, like the average smartphone camera that people liked.
Right.
Until like Huawei made that like 20x 100 megapixel camera that was like made all the news. And I just dropped my phone live on air because I'm high. But yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, dope.
It's cool. Your glasses flew maybe 20 feet across the room as well. You might want to pick those up. I don't think I've ever been out and somebody's like, hey, can you hold my Google Pixel camera phone and just take a picture of me and my friends?
If you text me and the text is green, I'm not going to not talk to you, but I'm going to think negative shit while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wishing harm on you or anything, but I'm like, you motherfucker. Are you kidding me? What is this bullshit? Green text.
Stop it's being upsetting. Poor with the green text.
I don't know what green does to your brain. I know blue is supposed to be calming, right? Certain shades of blue are supposed to be calming.
Yeah.
What's green do? Because it makes me fucking angry. But it may just be because of that.
Maybe. Maybe. Whenever I see it on a text thread, I'm like, who fucked this up?
Pixel phones are really nice, by the way.
Look, the photos are better. I'll give that to you. I've seen a few, but the rest of it, I don't know what the fuck you do with this shit. Because Google's got like a TV too, and I'm not a big fan of that one either. They really want to.
I don't think I've ever used
shit.
A Google television.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah. I've got one in my house, and I needed a big dog for upstairs for the kids' playroom.
Well,
so they can watch Gabby Dollhouse, and setting that thing up was weird, man. They literally want to track how you talk, everything. You have to turn off like 19 seconds.
Well, there's news about that, actually. This young lady who runs, she's got a pretty big TikTok account. It's called my.data.not.yours. So my data, not yours, with a period between each word.
Okay.
She uploaded a clip this week showing how fucking Amazon has thousands of recordings of her on file from her home devices. So she's got two dots. I don't know what a dot. What's an Amazon dot? What is that?
It's like their Alexa. Yeah.
It's like an Alexa, but she's in an Echo, which I think is the home, the bigger one. Anyways, and a few smart bulbs. She opens this zip file on it, and there's a bunch of folders in there. Like, so she did basically what is the equivalent of a FOIA request, I guess, for her what Amazon has on her. I think maybe it's part of the licensing agreement that you're allowed to do that. or the EULA, the end user license agreement. And there are folders like alerts, answers, audio and transition, lists, routines, shopping, skills, and video, among others. And she clicked on the audio one, and there were 3,500 short audio clips in that folder alone of stuff, and it had her phone contacts on it, which she's never fucking synced her phone with the product.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So here's what I think needs to happen with all this. I think that we need a separate privacy agreement on all electronics separate from the terms of service.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's done. I mean, South Park did that fucking episode on Apple's terms of service where they like kind of copied, what is it? The human centipede thing.
Oh yeah.
Crazy. Right. But they need to, switch this from burying all that stuff and you have to accept it to use their product. There should be a federal fucking law requiring, right, that the privacy stuff is completely separate from the terms of service, and it allows the rejection of all their data collection, all of it, without limiting the use of the product. Otherwise, the product shouldn't deserve to exist.
Right.
I mean, what other industry do we allow that shit in? Like, here's our food. There's a little bit of poison in it, so sign this agreement that you're not going to fucking die. And if you don't, you can't have the food and you'll starve. Like, what the fuck kind of bullshit is that? That can't be the way we do things here. It's wild.
It's getting worse and worse, dude.
Yeah. This stuff is crazy. That one especially. I recommend you go check out that post because it elucidates how she went, if you check out her account, because she talks about how she fucking went about getting all the data and stuff as well, I think. So
I wonder is there any recordings of her fucking?
Who knows, man? Maybe. Maybe that's all it is.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that would be a fun setting, you know? Just all the times you had sex in your life, and then when you're about to die, they just come in and play it for you.
Or you could play it, have them play it at your funeral.
Yeah. Yeah, for all your family.
I mean, there's a probably not insignificant amount of data, for example, that Google and Apple have of millions of American women's menstruation cycles. There's apps for that.
Yeah, there's tons.
So chances are them and, you know, maybe if you got TikTok, the Chinese government knows when you're pushing an egg out.
Yeah, dude. They know all of this shit.
Yeah.
All of it. Next up, the trucking industry, more breaking news, is short 80,000 drivers. A record high. 80,000 fucking drivers. So even when we do get this shit into the ports, how is it going to be delivered?
Let's get that automation going.
God, we're fucked. That's a 30% increase from before the pandemic, when the industry already faced a labor shortage of 61,500 drivers. It's a pretty big spike, the head of the union said. Yeah, you think so? 80 fucking thousand, dude.
It's quite a bit.
It's a whole fucking football stadium.
Yeah.
My God, man. Yeah, we're not getting shit anytime soon here. President Biden directed the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach to move to 24/7 operations. However, the ports can't yet work around the clock because importers don't have enough drivers to move their cargo. So yeah, we're all fucked here. 80,000, dude. My God. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
If you're out there, though, and you're looking for a job, it pays a shit ton. You know?
It sure does. I mean, I think it's going to...
85,000 a year?
A lot of people say that there isn't a truck driver issue, necessarily. It's that the companies have been fucking dudes over on pay and stuff like that. Maybe that's true. I don't know enough about the industry. I mean, Danoff's in it. He would know. We have a lot of truck drivers here.
Well, he works for UPS.
But I think it's different. But he still drives truck, and one of the options here is to invoke the fucking Defense Production Act, and start using National Guardsmen to drive transport trucks, right?
Why don't they do that?
Because the labor unions for these truck drivers, right, mm-hmm. would lose their fucking minds. I mean, that would be effectively the same as when Reagan tried to fire all of TSA or whatever the fuck, because they were going to strike. That's why labor unions hate Ronald Reagan so much.
How much of a bitch would that be if you were in the National Guard and a truck driver? Yeah. You're striking and then get called up to be your own scab.
Yeah, and then work for about a third, maybe, at the best case scenario of your pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Teamsters are still a relatively powerful union, so they're not going to allow that to happen.
No.
I don't know what the solution to that whole situation is, to be honest.
All right. Look, all of this just keeps getting worse and worse. So we're here, and we're living in it right now. Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. You could submit your Drinking Bro of the Week at drinkingbros.com. Also, we got all the hats are in the stores here. Boom, we got the nice $40 hats in the stores. The Flex Fits, all of it. Everything is in stock. Defund Politician shirts, Drinking Bros, everything across the board is there. This one was submitted by Carrie Clymer from Idaho, who's been a Drinking Bro listener for 5 years, nominating Lloyd Burke. No shit. I want to nominate Lloyd Burke for Drinking Bro of the Week for coming in and saving our asses on leveling some property for my husband and I. I reached out on our local DB page on Facebook asking for help finding a good excavating company. Lloyd DM'd me and said that he could help. He met with us several times and explained to us the process. We had a hell of a time with the wrong equipment being delivered and equipment issues. Lloyd kicked ass and made it his bitch. Oh, look at that. With the cards that we were dealt. He took time away from his family and enjoying his weekends to move dirt and give us the space we needed to build our dream home. And he did an amazing job. I plan on asking him for help with the building process. Dude knows his shit. Mm. We wanted him to know how much we appreciate him. And this seemed like the appropriate way to do it. Cheers, fuckers. Absolutely.
We all love Lloyd.
Yeah.
You're not special. Fuck you. We loved him before you did, bitch.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm tired of these people stealing my shit.
We love Lloyd, dude. You did this.
Yeah, he's great. He gave Brittany and I a whole book full of build plans that he has access to that he could build for us should we choose to use them.
Yeah.
It's dope. I need something built right now, as a matter of fact. If you're in or around Austin, you can build me some shit out of wood. Here's what I need. I have a projector, an ultra short throw projector, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sit really low to the ground. It's like I need it to be 12 inches high because that's how low it needs to be comfortable in the room and to use the 120 inch screen. They don't make shit like this because they're so rare because they're expensive as shit or whatever. What I need is it's like a fucking 75 inch wide by maybe 20 inch deep or so, and 12 inch high, just like a TV stand, maybe with a couple of drawers on the sides, and in the middle the part where the projector goes on sits there, but then it pulls out a little bit.
Okay.
Like it's on rollers or something. That's it. Simple. I need that. Can't fucking find it anywhere. It does not exist in life except for this one company, and you're not going to get it for like 6 years. 30 inches deep.
I feel like that's the story with everything right now. You're not going to get it for 6 years unless you have somebody build it.
Yeah, that's themselves. Why... I'm just going to find somebody to have them build it, to be honest.
Yeah. Shouts out to Lloyd. And I know he was looking at the new property, and he's going to mock up something for us on that as well. Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. Head on over to Drinking Bros Sports at, 39 minutes from now. The Braves-Dodgers game starts. We will be there. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.